I had the great pleasure today of getting a real professional tour from Cecil McCurry. Thank you, Cecil. I think you should really go to work with the Chamber of Commerce for a salary. I mean, they need you. So we really enjoyed it and had a great time, Kathy and I, Helen. We just enjoyed it so much. I've never been in South Carolina in my life, and neither has Kathy. So we were really happy to be in South Carolina. I can say also that it was so nice to be in Peru. I've never been in Peru. And And you know, of all places too, I didn't like it too well, but it was okay, Mineral Point. Anybody ever hear of Mineral Point? My God. No, seriously, it's been very enjoyable to be in these places and in an expert way trying to teach the Greek, Koine Greek, that is. And we are doing it for the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that was his language. That's the one that he formed. The language that he formed on 330 BC to 330 AD. And here we are, all these years hence, learning more and more. I say learning, not teaching. Learning more and more of his original word. And it's a pleasure to do it. And I know many of you just love it because I've heard it from you. And my wife is also learning how to roll her R's. That's amazing for her. I don't know, she may not kill me, but we'll talk about it. Okay, here we go, folks.
We always start with the alphabet because we want to learn how to say the letter. We also want to decipher what they mean. So I will start with some opening remarks that I've got on the screen. Seems like every place is different. I'm going to try to do it as smoothly as possible as I stumble around here on the stage. Okay. I'm going to have to turn my back on you. I hate to do that. I'd rather face you, but we have to look at the screen yet. Can everybody see okay? If you cannot see okay, just move up ahead.
We'll move it as we need it then. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Actually, I'm way up here and I can't see the screen. I have to read it from the original here. It's a copy of what's on the screen, and that's the way it's done. The expert way. Yeah. Okay, the Koine Greek studies, with emphasis on the current dispensation of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereunto Paul was appointed a herald, an apostle, and teacher of the Gentiles by Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord. You would find the proof of that in the scriptures in 1 Timothy 1:11, and it's also in 2 Timothy 1:11, where Paul states, or where the Word of God states, that inspired by the Holy Spirit, that Paul was given this assignment to preach Gospel of the Mystery. And I have there that's given at Seneca just for the tape because it's being recorded. And it's given at Seneca, South Carolina. But it's really not Seneca, it's a little town by the name of
West Union.
West Union. South Carolina. Okay, on October 14th, 2005, did I have the date correct? All right. Yes. Okay, but each time that we get up here to teach the Greek, we like to give it a topic. Tonight's topic is going to be holding the head. You all know what that means. That's holding the head of the Lord Jesus Christ, lifting him high and extolling him high and lift it up. So we would like to, ourselves, Kathy and I, present this class with that title, Holding the Head. And the scripture, Colossians 1:27, which states, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ among you, the hope of glory. As I mentioned a while ago, the formative years of the Greek, Koine Greek language were from 330 BC to 330 AD, time of the forming of the written word of God. Forming one word from another word, including prefixes and terminations or endings, etc. Root words are important. Compound words are important. Form systems and components, parsing and syntax, also very important, not only in the Koine Greek, but any language. It's conjunctions. Conjunctions, declensions, and paradigms. Paradigms, if that's new to you, the word paradigm, many of you know what it is, but it is a chart. Let's say you have the definite article, the definite article, the. In English, we have to say definite article, but when you're speaking and explaining the definite article of the English, all that is necessary is the article. The Koine Greek has the article. Okay, now we're ready to start the alphabet. And you're going to see that in every letter, like let's say alpha, actually it's not... I'm going to pronounce it the way it's commonly mentioned or pronounced. It's actually alpha. Can you read that up there on the screen? Everybody read it? No? Okay, put it down further down the middle. Okay. Alpha. As the A in father. Alpha. So when you run into a Greek word and you see an A, of course you're going to pronounce it ah. Example, I'm going to give you some examples, and the example is going to be transliterated into English letters, and then I put the Greek letters there together with the accent. The accent is very important, and the definition of the word is there. And also I'm going to try to give you some scriptures for that particular word. In this particular letter, alpha, the word is, for an example, is aletheia, aletheia, two alphas there in that word. Now look at the Greek word. I'll spell it for you this time. It's alpha, lambda, eta, theta, eta, and iota, alpha. Again, two alphas in the Greek word. It means truth. Truth or true. That would be fair. And it's often used by Paul in Romans chapter 3, 4, Titus 1, 13. Always in contrast with darkness, a liar or a deceiver, Philippians 4:8. And nobody has to explain that to you because you know that that the word truth is the opposite of lie. So the reason I mentioned it is because of the scriptures that are mentioned there with the alpha in them. So incidentally, if you need a copy of all this material, I only have one copy here, but if you are interested in receiving this copy, I send it out automatically to those who I already have requested it from me verbally, and I've got them ready, but I just haven't mailed them. But if you're interested, we will have a roster, a blank paper over here at the desk, and if you need it or want it, basically, I'll make sure that you receive one. Now let's go to, we're not going to take that long with all these letters. I'm just explaining how I'm going to teach the alphabet. The alphabet is easy. We just don't know how to pronounce it yet. And not all of us anyway. It is easy, but when you try to put it together into words and accents and meanings, phonology and syllabification and all of this, you can't go any farther than the alphabet and get anywhere. That's why the alphabet is so important. It's the most important of the entire language, the Koine Greek language. The alphabet is. Okay, so we'll go to a lot of people say beta, I'll say beta if you want. But actually it's beta, as the B in bet. Example, braveon. You can see a couple of betas there. Braveon. It's actually not braveon, because that is an omicron at the end, and it would be on. So how would that really be pronounced? Brave on. See, brave on. Brave on. And in the Greek, there it is, brave on, and it means prize. And that brave on is the prize of the high calling of God. Philippians 3:14. And the prize of the high calling is a wonderful word to know. And I'll explain it on the next transparency. I've got a two in parentheses there. I'm trying to explain what braveon means. Over here you've got bravueto. Bravueto. It comes from braveon. Bravueto means to rule. Rule, umpire, and the Lord mentions that word in Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule, or be the umpire, or act as umpire in my heart, in your heart. Colossians 3:15. It's a precious thought, a wonderful thought. Because this is not an admonition. I'm just quoting why Braveon prize is so close to bravueto, rule, or umpire. Because if you put a kata braveon in front of braveon, it means to cheat you out of the prize of a high calling. And you would find that in Colossians 2:8, where we are admonished to not to let anybody cheat you out of the goal or the prize of the high calling of God. So that's why these words are related to each other. Braveon, bravueto, and skopan, which is the goal. And it's every believer's goal is to win the prize of a high calling and to have that goal and love that goal
That's why I got there. It's a precious thought. All right, Gama, we'll go to Gama. And it's the G in S in God. Example for Gama is Grafe. Grafe simply means scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's found in 2 Timothy 3:16. Incidentally, most of these examples, 99% of them that I'm going to give you in the alphabet, are strictly in the dispensation of the mystery. Not only is it easier to learn because the volume of words is decreased by a big percentage. I think Ronnie gives a percentage of the difference between the mystery and the rest of the New Testament in percentage form some time back. And it was a very, very good illustration as to the number of scriptures in the mystery in comparison to the entire Bible. Well, that was a good teaching. And the good thing about it, it holds true also for the Greek. You don't have to learn all the Greek. Not that it's not a good idea to learn the entire Greek, because one of my goals is to learn the Greek in the Septuagint. And I want to do an interlinear there. But for this purpose and for presently for this group, we're sticking to the alphabet and the teachings based on what we have in the prison epistles of Paul. And we can refer to the prison epistles of Paul as the post-tax revelation of God, or revelation of the mystery, or dispensation of the mystery, stewardship of the mystery, without any confusion. And that's what makes it nice. Okay, all that from the simple letter gamma. So there's a lot we can do when somebody asks you, how do you say the G in Greek? Well, you can go through all that. And they ask you, why? Well, for this reason, and you can do a lot of wonderful ministry on a one-on-one basis at the mall or the grocery store, or why do you like the Greek language? Because it's God's language, and different things like that. But you can start up a beautiful conversation from just the alphabet and the examples that we have here for the Greek, Koine Greek alphabet. Okay, we're going to Delta. Delta, if you want to anglicize it or we'll say it in the simple way in English, but it's not really Delta, it's a Delta. That's the D as in dent. We're emphasizing the D. Example? Dioko. If you want to say it in Greek, it's Dioko. Dioko, which means to press. I press toward the goal. And I included there a little extra there. The Greek word for goal is a skopan. Not skopan, but skapan. Skapan, with the accent over the last omicron. Can everybody see that?
Okay.
If you can't, just say no, and we'll just do a better job and try to make it visible to you. Now, that word skapan is also in Philippians 3:14 because it's related to the prize of the high calling. Incidentally, the entire book of Philippians, its major point is the prize of the high calling. And that is very evident because the book of Philippians, the Holy Spirit has given us the teachings of Philippians in order to encourage us to go for the prize, go for the goal, for the prize of the high calling of God, which the Apostle Paul himself attained, and it appears in 2 Timothy 4:8. And while I'm getting ahead of myself, let's go to the next letter of the alphabet, which is Epsilon. Epsilon as the E in let. Let. The E in let is E, as you can hear. let, epsilon. Example, there's the epiphania. Epiphania. I added a little different inflection there. I put epiphanion, which means a shining forth, the appearing with him. That word with is going to be soon. I don't have it listed there, but just to add a little flavor to this letter epsilon by using the example word of epiphania and the definition of shining forth, the appearing with him, with Christ in glory, 2 Timothy 4:8, where Paul says, I have finished my course, I've run the race, I've kept the faith, and it's time for me to be offered, he said. And we have to be ready to do that and commit to that too, because he has proven there right there that he has attained the prize of a high calling. And it's worth it because it's an eternal prize. It's not just a simple prize that only lasts for 30 days like an award that the world gives you. Which reminds me of a scripture of the Lord. I can't remember the scripture number, but the Lord said, not as the world giveth unto you, give I unto you. He gives eternal things. He doesn't give temporary things. Thought I'd just throw that in. So we're going to go to the letter Zeta. It looks like a Z. And that's what it is. It's a Koine Greek. Does the job of an English C, except more. Zeta. Zeta, as DS, DZ is pronounced. The DZ and dozen, that's the best we can do to explain the Zeta. Example? Zoe. Zoe. Okay? Zoe is how you pronounce it, and it means life. Your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:4. See how nice? When you see that transliterated, you would see it Z-O-E, and many would pronounce it Zo or Zozo, but it's wrong. It simplifies it, and you feel even better saying the way it's supposed to be pronounced, because when you transliterate things, you don't have the Greek letter, and you don't have the Greek accent. All you have is a transliterated English E. And sometimes when I've seen Welch's transliterations, he puts, like for the H on there, for the accent on Zoe, he puts a straight line over the E, which he is trying to indicate it's an eta. Eta, not eta, it's eta. See that the epsilon is the short of eta, eta is the long of epsilon. And we'll explain a little more about the omicron and the mega on it too, because they're similar explanations. So we're going now to eta. Eta, as an A in late. It's a example. Hemera. See, I'm putting the accent in the wrong place because I'm saying hemera. That hemera is an aspiration mark. That's the Koine Greek H there. But the accent is over the what? Anybody? Epsilon. Thank you. Very good. So it's hemera rather than hemera. The aspirated apostrophe above the eta is not an accent. It's an aspiration mark making the Koine Greek H sound. a meta. And you don't have to rope the RFP no more too, but it sounds good. Sounds nice. Hey, meta, the day of the Lord in 2 Peter 3:10. And I'll have a hard time forgetting, and I don't want to forget, the teaching that Ronnie gave on that word, hey, meta. But he was talking about the different days in the Word of God, like the day of Christ, the day of the Lord, and the day of God. And that's what's important. Okay, let's go to the next one. So we're going to what letter next? Anybody tell me before I put it up? What is it? You're right. Don't be shy. It's what? Beta, right. As PH in that. Example? Telematos, what a beautiful word. Telematos, good pleasure. That's God's good pleasure. To the good pleasure of His will, Ephesians 1:5. He has done everything to the church of the one body by the good pleasure of His will, His own will, with nobody using and needing no one else's counsel. He wants to forgive your sins upon believing. That's His business. That's what He promised. That's what He does. He wants to seal you by His word. Well, that's His business. That's what He does by His good pleasure. And that's exactly what the work that He did at Calvary. So we live taking full knowledge of that, full advantage of it for His glory. And that's what the word telematos means. Good pleasure. Good pleasure. I've got another example of telematos. It has nothing to do with number two. I'll skip over to number two just to explain the TH. The TH on the same word that would be theta. It's thoraka. Thoraka is pronounced, it's transliterated thorak. But actually, I put an X there for this purpose. That's thorak, it's a thorak, like the thorax. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians 6:14. Can you see the relationship there? The breastplate goes over here on the thorax. So that's what it's called in the Koine Greek. Thorax, the breastplate of righteousness. And most of your armor, the armor of God for the believer, has meanings like that there. And they are all a type of Christ. Every single armor, piece of armor, including from the helmet all the way down to the sword of the Spirit, including the breastplate. I think there's going to be, we're going to hear more about that a little later on. The next letter is iota. Iota as I lean. Example, Jesu Christu. Where's that iota? Right on the word Jesus. Jesu, there's the accent, and then Jesu, and Christ is Christu. In that particular scripture, 4:21. That's a very important one. The next one is kappa, as a tame kite. Example, katoi kei, kavion. That's even hard to read. Katoi kei, kavion. It's a difficult word, but it's such a wonderful word. Katekeion. It means dwelling or habitation. Habitation of God in the saints. Saints. That word for us because we are the inhabitation of God. Ultimately, in Ephesians 2:22, you'll find a lot about that. And then number two, katoikesai means it's not a dwelling place, but it means to dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians 3:17. That would be Christ. In today's dispensation, the mystery, it is Christ dwelling in your hearts by faith. All by faith. What a beautiful, beautiful thought. Ephesians 3:17. And that's what 3:17 is all about. If you analyze every one of the Greek words in that passage of Scripture, you will grow 10 feet tall in the Lord, and you'll love it, and I know I do. It's just precious. Next letter is Lambda. Lambda has a L in Lark. Example, Latruo. Atruantes. Atruantes. That's where the accent is over the Upsala. La true, I guess, means worship. The true worship. We are in the scripture 3:3 says we are the circumcision. We are the circumcision. Putting off the flesh, who worship God in spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. And that happened to the believer at Calvary's cross first. No, I take that back. It goes back farther than that. It goes back to Genesis? No. Does it go back to before Genesis? Yes. It goes back to before the foundation of the world. Because that's when he was slain. Before the foundation of the world. And he knew you since before the foundation of the world. And he knew that you would want to put off the flesh and run the race and fight the good fight and keep the faith and go for the goal and the prize of the high calling. That's the way I see it. That's the way the Lord says it in his word. And it's wonderful. See how great the Greek is? Don't you just love it? Don't you? Oh, we love you too. Who said that? I love you too. Yeah. Praise God. God is good. Okay, we're on Mu, are we? Yeah, Mu, that's where you pronounce it. Mu, as in mood. Example, Megathos, exceeding greatness. Megathos. And I know that Ronnie is familiar with that mega. Thoughts, because he's an engineer, deals with all these bytes, kilobytes, and megabytes, megathos. You didn't know the Lord was a computer expert, did you? He is good. He's of all ways, holds the treasures of all wisdom. Megathos, exceeding greatness. That's what it means. The exceeding greatness of his power. Of his power, dunamis. It's not dunamis, it's dunamis. Dunamis is power. Ephesians 1:19, the exceeding greatness of his power. You know that as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, even salvation, it reminds me of the book of Romans, where Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God, the power of God unto salvation. Again, Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. That word power has another meaning to it, and I don't know how many of you have heard it before, but it's also miracle. Miracle. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the miracle of God unto salvation. If salvation alone is a miracle, how much more the dispensation of the mystery, where we are sealed and become accepted in the Son of His love, and all of those wonderful riches sealed and adopted, some place by the Spirit of adoption. How much more of a miracle is that? It's a beautiful, beautiful miracle that's happened to the Church of the One Body. Yes, absolutely, yes. We'll go now to, we just have to do with mu. Let's go to nu. Nu as N in new. Example, neos. Neo. New. New man, Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. See Genesis 1:26. Why do I have Genesis 1:26 there? Because when the Lord said, let us create man in our image, then he created Adam. And then from Adam came Eve. Well, first he took the dust of the ground. And that's why I got Genesis 1:26, because the Lord said, let us redeem. And the Lord, even today, is redeeming. Redeeming because he has created not from the dust of the ground, but by his own creating power, he has created the new man. The new man created. And he's not complete yet. We're still the church of the one body. From the church of the one body, we're going to go to the temple. And from the temple, we're going to go to the dwelling place of God. And we're called in Ephesians 1:23, the fullness of God. The fullness of God. And we'll talk more about that later. But so that's why I put Genesis 1:26 there, because God is not quite yet done redeeming. We're all looking forward to it. We're all praying for that blessed, wonderful hope. And it's coming. And you can't get away from it. It's rich. So let's go to C. It's just hard to pronounce. C as X in box, or even example over there. Example. Axios. Axios. Which in the definition of that is worthy. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all that pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. When you read it, that's scripture or passage of scripture in Colossians 1:10, it sounds better or truer when you mention it as follows. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the full knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. And every day we are increasing from glory to glory, from faith to faith, until he obtains in us that full knowledge of God, and it is up to me, I don't know anyone who has full knowledge of God. But we are all carrying each other's burden to reach that goal and to accomplish that prize of a high calling. Omicron. Let's go for Omicron. Omicron as the O in log. law of Omicron. When you see an Omicron, it sounds like law. It's not Omicron, because if it was Omicron, you would have an Omega there. Omega, that would be Omega, Omicron. So Omicron is how you pronounce it. Example, Logos. Many people like to say Logos, but it's not Logos, because it's Lambda, Omicron, Gamma, Omicron, Sigma. Logos. And believe it or not, the definition, one of the definitions of Logos is utterance. That word utterance, if you say it in the Koine Greek, it is Logos. I was surprised when I found that little pearl there. And in the Greek, in learning the Greek, you find a lot of little nuggets like that. Nuggets that you can take with you and say, wow, I didn't even know that. But if you have a root word lexical concordance, lexical analytical concordance, and you look up the root word of utterance, you'll find that it's logos. And you can look it up in the AGNT or the Analects. You'll see that utterance is used. And logos is the Greek word for logos. Okay, and the passages for that word utterance is Ephesians 6:19 and Colossians 4:3, and it says, "And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." To give me the utterance of the word, logos. It's a very rich word, a very encouraging word. And a lot of people used to say, well, that utterance, what is utterance? Does he want me to just go like Carly does? No, she's just a baby. We're not. Utterance is a logos, and the utterance of the word. But in the meat of the word, it would be logos, and to pray for the logos and the boldness to make known the mystery, just like the mystery that is in Ephesians 3:9, where we are told by the Holy Spirit to bring to light what is the dispensation of the mystery. See? And same thing there with utterance. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Today's gospel, that is Ephesians 6:19 and Colossians 4:3. Next one is going to be the letter P, as in a green pea, and P as in pizza, P just plain. There's nothing special about pronouncing that one. Alright. P as a P in pizza. Example. And here's another fantastic word. Pleroma. The fullness. That is what the church is going to be called in Ephesians 1:23. And to know the love of Christ in this passage of Scripture, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled. That word filled is also pleroma, but it's not pleroma. It's a plero... I don't know exactly what it is, because I don't have my lexical focus here. But the root is pleroma there. Filled and fullness, the same thing. Same root, that is, with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God, pleroma. Neat word, very neat word, to say the least, a miraculous word, as a matter of fact. And then comes a role. Can you say role, Kathy, role?
row.
Row, very good. Can everybody see a row? A row. Row, row. Yeah, that's the R. Koine Greek R. Really nice. Row. Yes. And that would be like the, it's pronounced like if you were pronouncing in her, the word her, the H and the R together. Row. Example, Rixo, Rizzaco. Rizzaco was to be rooted. You're already rooted. And we are being built up in Him, Colossians 2:7. That word built up comes from another word, a Greek word which I don't have here. But it would be in English, the you're rooted and grounded and built up in Him. I will be talking about that in my talk tomorrow at 3:30, I think. Row. Can you say it louder? Why not? Okay. Row. It's pronounced like with the H and R together. Row. Example, Rizzo, Rizzaco, rooted and built up in Him, Colossians 2:7. Now comes a sigma. The sigma comes in two styles, let's put it that way. It looks like an O with a tail above it, and then the other one looks like an English S. And the reason for that is when you're writing the Koine Greek, you use the first one there in the middle of a sentence, but never at the end of a word, but not at the end of a word. Is that pretty clear? Sigma as in seed. Example, soterion. Soterion. Salvation. As in Luke 2:30. I've got there a definition of Jehovah Himself when Simon says, I have seen the salvation of the world. I mean, yes, he has seen Christ Jesus when he saw Him. Okay, we'll go to Tau. Many people say Tau, or I like Tau because of the spelled T-A-U as T and Tau. Tau, example. La teleos. Teleos means perfect or to perfect. To perfect. Colossians 1:28. To present every man perfect. And the Lord, by faith, sees us as perfect. And He will make, it says that to present you perfect. And when He presents you perfect, the word present is a presentation that you have never seen until it happens. When He will present you before the aristocracy of heaven in full glory, and here He is. Not as the world gives unto you, but as I give unto you. Like Johnny Carson, that time he was used to be presented by the other guy. What was his name? Yeah, what was his name?
Ed.
His name was Ed. Yeah. He said, here's Johnny. Something like that. It's not going to be that kind of a presentation. Because his was not eternal. He was just there in the world and he made millions. When you get presented, it's going to never end.
Amen. You're going to be presented perfect. Praise the Lord.
Okay, that would be let's go to Uppsala as the U in Tupac example. All these examples just it's thrilling just to find them and study them. So if you want this, I'll be more than happy to shoot them out to you. I'll send a bunch of them to Mike and he can mail them, or Bob or somebody. If you want them, I mean, you got them. Make sure that you really want them. Upsilon, as the Upsilon in Tupac. Example, Tupac. That means a pattern. Pattern. First Timothy 4:12. To be a pattern of the believers in behavior, example, pattern, and model. That's the word that Paul used to be an imitator of Christ and to be an imitator of himself, of Paul. We are all to be imitators of Paul, the Apostle Paul. What a guy. So anxious to meet that guy and the rest of them. I'm anxious to meet some of the guys that have died that I never did get to meet, like Welch and Bullinger and Baker many more, Allen and all these guys that passed on. Anxious to meet them all, Aristarchus and Syndicus, all these guys. Who?
David?
David?
King David.
I don't think so. I'll meet him, yeah, I will meet him, sure. We may come down to visit him. Yes, he was. Oh, man. Okay. Now we'll come to the letter Phi. Phi as the PH in phone. Example, aphantas. Aphantas means to vanish, to make invisible. As in Luke 24:31. And that's the Lord can do that at will, and at his own prerogative is to disappear from sight. And I'm pretty sure that that's the capability he's going to give us when we present it at the prize of a high calling, at the Epiphania. You like that word, Epiphania? So that's the right word. While I'm there, I'd like to explain one word here. A lot of people say, like the word in Colossians 3:1-4, the Greek word is phanerao. I've heard it pronounced many times phaneroo, but it's not pronounced that way. It's pronounced phanerao, and it is exactly the same event that happened for Epiphania. You can see that phania, phanerao. The only difference is one is a noun and one is a verb. It's the only difference. It's a very simple explanation. Phanerao. Phanerao. And it goes like this. For when Christ, who is our life, shall appear is phanerao. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Epiphania, you appear with him in glory. The same event. One means manifest, the other means shining forth. Yeah? Beautiful. To know. So now we come to this one is pronounced ki. You got to put some in the back of your tongue there. You don't have to, but you can go the easy route and say k, as in Christ. And karitako is example is I've got another inflection here. Karitosen. Ek karitosen, which means accepted in the beloved, made objects of his grace in the beloved, engraced. It's another meaning for it in Ephesians 1:6. We can accept that in English, but if you pursue the Greek word, you find definitions enriching that word, like when you see the word huiophysio, which means adoption. It actually does not just mean adoption, it means a personal son placing of you by God, Jesus Christ himself. He placed you there as a son. So these are the benefits of learning the Greek forms. You find out more riches about what's going on, and insights that you haven't seen before, and they're very easy to prove out by trying the scripture, by trying the scriptural with scriptural. Okay, we'll go to the psi, and the psi is very easy to explain because it's the example that I've got here is. In the Greek, we say psalmos. Psalmos in the singular is just one psalm. But the example I've got there is psalmois, which pluralizes it. It's all of the psalms in plural. As the psi, ps in psalms. Psalmois. Colossians 3:16. Encourages us to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in your heart. And we do that. To the Lord. At Echo Canyon. And you can hear your voice back. Where is Echo Canyon? It's not Echo Canyon. What's the name of that tunnel we saw today, Cecil? Huh? Stuff house, yeah. You'd hear your echo in there. You go in there, you could hear your echo in there. You can talk to yourself. Let's go to Omega here. What?
You don't have to go there.
What do you think? I didn't hear you.
He was jabbing.
Oh, okay. You can tell me later, Cecil. Okay, Omega. Omega, not Omega. Okay, I just simplified this definition here. And I'll give you some scriptures for it. Revelation 1:8, 21:6, 22:13. And the word of the letter Omega is just very simple. It means Christ, the Almighty God Himself. End of alphabet from Alpha. He's that too, Omega. He is that too, and he's all the rest. And Kathy has something to share with us, to share with you folks. She's got some handouts, and you can. You need the mic, hon. No. You talk loud enough. System's syntax. For example, the noun system. Since translation depends upon accurately analyzing forms, that would be Greek words, found in the New Testament text. The learning student of Koine Greek is to make parsing a regular and systematic activity until it becomes almost effortless. Parsing, to resolve the meaning of New Testament Greek words through the variant elements to find the inflected or lexical form. Noun system parsing elements are as follows. Case, gender, person, number for the noun. And in the case, it's only a five-case language in this particular case. Nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, and vocative. Then we have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Person, first person, second person, third person. And number, singular or plural. Very simple. All system elements, definitions, are found in the Analects glossary section in the AGNT analysis section. Very important to distinguish sound teaching of God's word rightly divided. Okay, we're going to go over to the verb system. And you know, there's more than two. I'm just giving you the noun and the verb. Our next Greek class, God willing, we will do the rest of it, even as we continue learning. The verb system with elements is that this one has not only case, gender, and person, and number, but it starts with mood, tense, and voice. The mood is an indicative voice, subjunctive, optative, imperative, infinitive, participle, and imperative sense. And then in the tense section, we have present tense, imperfect tense, future tense, aorist tense, perfect tense, pluperfect tense. Again, you can look in the glossary to find the definition of these elements or indicators. Okay, now you have voice. You have active voice, middle voice, passive voice, either middle or passive, middle deponent, passive deponent. Sounds complicated, but it's not. If you just look at the glossary, and you'll see how these Greek words are simplified for you. And these are already parsed in the two books that I've mentioned so far. Continuing voice, passive deponent, middle or passive deponent. Okay? Same case elements, same gender elements, same person elements as a noun, and the same number of elements. And just a short item about what is worthy of discussing, because of some of the questions that I have been asked. Definitions of syntax. Every language has syntax and parsing. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a language. But when the Lord gave us the Koine Greek, He did it absolutely perfect. The word syntax is a Greek word in itself. And it's sun, which means together or with, and tasso, to put together. That means put together language. The due arrangement of words and sentences according to established usage. Syntax includes concord and regimen, or the arrangement and government of words. Words in every language have certain connections and relations as verbs and adjectives with nouns, with relations, and they must be observed in the formation of sentences. That concludes the Greek class. I want to talk to you again tomorrow sometime. God bless you, and thank you very much. And we give the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.